Now, boys and girls, I was putting my hand in my pocket the other day, and I discovered something that a whole lot of people carry with them. It's a sort of this color of a little booklet, and it's really called a passport. And it's an interesting thing, the passport, because when you go over this passport, there's all sorts of marks and stamps and writing in it. When I come over, I can see in this page here, there's a stamp on it says Warsaw. And then I come over into the next page and I see there's a stamp that says South Africa. And then I go over the page and I see another stamp that says South Africa. Then I see one that says Canada. And then I see one and it says Serbia. And then I see one and it says America. And when you go over the book, you discover that there's all kinds of different stamps in this book from all different countries of the world. But the amazing thing is this, that when you arrive in those different countries, they will not let you in except you have one of these. I mean, it's not worth your while going if you don't have the passport. And when you come to the very back of the passport, I love this because there's a good looking photograph in there. It was taken nearly 10 years ago and it makes me look 10 years younger. That's why I like to look at it. And here's what it says on the back. It gives my name, it gives my date of birth, and it gives where I was born. That's all it gives there that you can read on the back. Your name and your date of birth and where you were born. Recently in Moldova, standing in the airport, I felt this big hand just come onto my shoulder. Now, when you're in part of Russia, you don't want to see that big man coming. And he says, "Sir, would you just leave your passport down there a moment?" And they took me away and they investigated me and they searched all over me. And then he says, "Thank you very much, sir. You can get that back again." I needed that to get into the country, but I also needed it to get out of the country. But you know, boys and girls, we often talk in church about another country. It's called heaven. Heaven. And for to get to heaven, you need to have a passport. And the passport for heaven is Jesus Christ. And when you read the details on this passport, well, it tells you my name. Then it tells you when I was born. And my passport for heaven not only has my name, but on it when I was born again. The day I was born again. That was the day I met Jesus Christ as my Savior. And not only does it have the name and the date of when I was born, but it has the very place where I was born. And that is my passport for heaven. Now I wonder, boys and girls, this morning, in fact, I wonder, Mom and Dad, this morning, do you have a passport for heaven? Do you have a date for a second birth when you met Jesus Christ? And if you haven't got a second birth, you haven't got the passport for heaven. And you need to meet Jesus Christ if you want the passport to heaven. And I trust and pray, boys and girls, that you will experience the joy and the reality of having Jesus Christ in your life as your Savior and your Lord.